Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
Good morning, all. The Lord is good, and all the time. When Jesus taught us the prayer, that wonderful prayer, Our Father, He was teaching it to us to know that we all are children of God. No one is exempted. So in our actions to one another, we should always put in our mind, in our heart, in our strength, in our soul, that we all are children of one Father. Whatever color you find yourself, color does not matter. What matters is that we have one God, God the Father, and nothing more. And that's why He said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, to celebrate this Mass worthy, let us call to mind our sins and ask God for forgiveness and pardon.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy. Of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Christ with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If you ever wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up, and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widows and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward them by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord.
Te amo, Señor, tú eres mi fortaleza.
Yo te amo, Señor, tú eres mi fortaleza.
Yo te amo, Señor, tú eres mi fortaleza. Señor, mi roca, mi alcázar, mi libertador.
Yo te amo, Señor, tú eres mi fortaleza.
Dios mío, peña mía, refugio mío, escudo mío, mi fuerza salvadora y mi baluarte. Invoco al Señor de mi alabanza y quedo libre de mis enemigos.
Yo te amo, Señor, tú eres mi fortaleza.
Viva el Señor, bendita sea mi roca. Sea ensalzado mi Dios y Salvador. Tú diste gran victoria a tu Rey. Tuviste misericordia de tu ungido.
Yo te amo, Señor, tú eres mi fortaleza.
Segunda lectura. Lectura de nuestra carta del apóstol San Pablo a los tesalonicenses. Hermanos, bien saben cómo es, hemos actuado entre ustedes para su bien. Ustedes, por su parte, se hicieron imitadores de nuestros y del Señor, pues en medio de muchas tribulaciones y con la alegría de que da el Espíritu Santo, han aceptado la palabra de Dios en tal forma que han llegado a ser ejemplos para todos los creyentes de Macedonia y Acaya. Porque de ustedes partió y se ha difundido la palabra del Señor. Y su fe en Dios ha llegado a ser conocida no solo en Macedonia y Acaya, sino en todas partes, de tal manera que nosotros ya no teníamos necesidad de decir nada. Porque ellos mismos cuentan de qué manera tan favorable nos acogieron ustedes y cómo, abandonando los ídolos, se convirtieron al Dios vivo y verdadero para servirlos, esperando que venga desde el cielo su Hijo Jesús, a quien se resucitó de entre los muertos, y es quien nos libra del castigo venidero. Palabra de Dios.
Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Si alguien me ama, guardará mis palabras, dice el Señor. Y mi Padre lo amará, y vendremos a Él. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya. Aleluya, aleluya, aleluya.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. In today's Gospel passage, Jesus packs all the wisdom of the world into two short commandments. Jesus, God incarnate, is giving us the meaning of life, the road to fulfillment, the secret to happiness. The key word is, obviously, love. Usually, we associate this word with some pleasant feeling, intense and delightful emotions. But the word Jesus used means something much deeper. It is the word agape. And it refers to the love that means desiring union with something that is good in itself. If we love ice cream, it means we love eating ice cream because it tastes good. We love becoming one with ice cream. On the other hand, if we love a person, it means we love spending time with them, getting to know them, and sharing the experiences of life with them. But using the word agape isn't quite enough. Jesus wants to make completely sure we don't misunderstand. So he explains how love applies to our two key relationships with God and with other people. We must first love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. We must desire what God desires, and that is the heart. We must value and understand all the things the way God does, and this is in the mind. And we must actively live in accordance with those desires. And that understanding, choosing what God would choose in our place, is the soul. Then we must love our neighbors as we love ourselves, treating them as we would want them to treat us, regardless of how we feel. This is Christian love, not some passing, self-indulgent emotion, but a courageous lifestyle that puts God first, others second, and self third. The courage and self-forgetfulness of Christian love is most fully exemplified by Christ himself. He is our model of how to love God and love neighbor. Jesus first left the comfort of heaven to come to be with us in this fallen, pain-filled, difficult world. Then he who had created the entire universe lived for 30 years in poverty and humility, making a living through manual labor. Then he who was all-powerful allowed his enemies to humiliate him, unjustly condemn him, scourge him, crown him with thorns, and nail him ultimately to the cross. None of these experiences filled him with delightful emotions or the warm, fuzzy feelings we usually associate with love. They were hard for his human nature. He sweat blood and experienced the deepest pits of sorrow and fear, as all the evangelists remind us in their accounts of his prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Christ's entire life is an icon of what true love looks like in a sin-filled world. It is about self-giving and not about self-indulgence. This is why the church constantly puts before our eyes and minds the crucifix. It is the image of love, of Christ's love for us, and of the path we must follow to learn to love like Him. A path that requires lasting courage more than passing emotions. This is the only path that leads to the joy we long for. As Jesus Himself told us in the Acts of the Apostles, there is more happiness in giving than in receiving. And as St. Teresa wrote, Jesus flooded the darkness of my soul with torrents of light. Love filled my heart. I forgot myself, and henceforth I was happy. Learning to love like this, like Christ, is a journey. It's the primary adventure of Christian living, an adventure initiated and sustained by God's grace, but one that always requires our cooperation. The possible reason for our inability to possess in learning how to love Christ is probably our human nature. If we can correct this nature, Christian love will have much room to grow and fill in our lives with meaning and lasting joy. Oftentimes, we tend to think that loving God and our neighbor are two separate activities. For example, if we love God with one, let's say, spiritual muscle, which gets a workout when we pray and worship, and that we use a different spiritual muscle to love our neighbor, this isn't exactly what God intends for us. The Pharisees asked Jesus for the single most important commandment, and Jesus answered with two commandments. He was saying that they are really the same thing. There is only one muscle that we use to love God and neighbor, and that is the heart. This is why it's impossible for us to treat our neighbors, family members, colleagues, and classmates, the way we know we should unless we have a mature prayer life. Christian love for our neighbor requires seeing them the way God sees them. But we can only do that if our mind and heart are full of God's perspective, which happens through prayer. This is why catechism, we can say, we live as we pray. Today, Jesus will pour His grace into our hearts once again during this Mass. As He does, let us ask Him to teach all of us not only to understand these two great commandments, but to live them in total fulfillment. Remember always to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and always love our neighbor.
Here we stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God,
We are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, and so we will call to mind not only our needs, but the needs of our neighbors near and far. For the church, that we may always reach out to those in need with material and spiritual aid, and extend God's grace to every corner of the world, let us pray to the Lord. Por los refugiados, las viudas, los huérfanos y todos los que sufren debido a pérdidas o incertidumbres, para que sean tratados con amor y compasión, de manera que puedan encontrar paz y serenidad en medio de sus difíciles y circunstancias. Roguemos al Señor. For those around the world who are persecuted by their faith, that the early church in communities like Thessalonica may give them hope and inspiration, let us pray to the Lord. Por todos nosotros aquí hoy, para que aceptamos el desafío de acoger a todas las personas como nuestros prójimos, especialmente aquellas que lucen, hablan o actúan diferente a nosotros. Roguemos al Señor. That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Victoria Molina, David Gonzalez, Helen Hurtado, Reynaldo and Adela G. Alvarez, Raul Silva III, and for the special intention of Lillian Jeanette Rock, and in reparation for offenses by the episcopacy and clergy, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord. Grant us your grace so that we may pass along your love and compassion to those in need. Hear the prayers we make here today and the prayers of all your people through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Let us pray. Look, we pray, O Lord, on the offerings we make to your majesty, that whatever is done by us in your service may be directed above all to your glory through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Santos, santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la efusión de tu espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión, voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y dándote gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramada por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el misterio de la fe. Así pues, Padre, al celebrar ahora en memoria de la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y el cáliz de salvación, y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y sangre de Cristo. Acuérdate, Señor, de tu iglesia extendida por toda la tierra y con el Papa Francisco, con nuestro obispo Miquel y todos los pastores que cuiden de tu pueblo. Llévala a su perfección por la caridad. Acuérdate también de nuestros hermanos que se durmieron en la esperanza de la resurrección y de todos los que han muerto en tu misericordia. Admítelos a contemplar la luz de tu rostro. Ten misericordia de todos nosotros. Y así con María, la Virgen Madre de Dios, su esposo San José, los apóstoles y cuantos vivieron en tu amistad, a través de los tiempos, merezcamos por tu Hijo Jesucristo compartir la vida eterna y cantar tus alabanzas. Por Cristo, con Él y en Él, a ti Dios Padre Omnipotente, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo, todo honor, toda gloria por los siglos de los siglos. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el Santísimo Sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo realmente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero no pudiendo hacerlo sacramentalmente, ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permites que me separe de ti. Amén.
Let us pray. May your sacraments, O Lord, we pray, perfect in us what lies within them, that what we now celebrate in signs, we may one day possess in truth, through Christ our Lord. May we sit for announcement.
A couple announcements today. The Cathedral Concert Series will return Saturday, November 7th. That's at 7:30 p.m. with a concert entitled Let Peace, Then Still the Strive, celebrating hope in troubled times. The program features Padres Rikim as well as other works featuring solos and a festival choir and orchestra. The concert is free, but space is limited to preserve social distancing. To reserve free seating passes or for more information, please visit the Cathedral Concert Series. A free offering will be taken to support the Cathedral Concert Series. We invite you to come enjoy beautiful music in honor of those who have died and join in thanksgiving for the impact of their lives. Attendees may submit names of the deceased through the website to be honored during the performance of the Requiem. El Catedral Concert Series va a comenzar el sábado, noviembre 7, a las 7 y media. Y están celebrando el tiempo que tenemos en este tiempo de nuestras vidas. Y el concert es gratis, pero no hay tanta espacio. So, si quieren hablar, pueden estar en contacto con el Cathedral Concert Series. Ahí pueden poner si quieren venir. Y va a ser una música muy bonita en honor de todos los que han morido y en gracias de la vida que tenemos. The second big announcement is next week mass times will change. So we still have the 9:30 mass. That will be, of course, the English Mass. The Spanish Mass will come back at 11 o'clock. So at 11 o'clock, we will be having totally Spanish Mass. And the 12:30 Mass will go forward till 12:15. It's going to be a little earlier. So we're going to have three Masses. El siguiente domingo vamos a tener tres misas. El 9:30 es en inglés. Y la misa de las 11 va a regresar. Esa va a ser total en español. So, el siguiente domingo a las 11 va a ser la misa de español. Y las 12:15 va a ser la misa de inglés. Que Dios te bendiga. May God bless you.
Okay, just I want to say something, you know. First, I want to thank all of you for braving it at this time of pandemic, you know, coming to Mass. It shows the great faith you have in God. You know, it shows that you believe in what you are doing. But I also have to encourage you, because Pope John Paul II Saint says, we need in the church active participation in whatever that we are doing. You know, when we come to Mass and the priest says, the Lord be with you, you know, you give him courage to continue with the Mass if you open your mouth and say, and also with your spirit. You know, because there is one that I have to say, and there is another part you have to do what? To say. But when the priest says, the Lord be with you, and everybody keeps quiet, you are confused. The priest becomes confused, you don't know what to do. And it is by opening our mouths and answering, responding, that these little children will know how to respond in the Mass. So when you come to Mass, pick up the books and open it and respond through it. This morning I came, I said, the Lord be with you. Nobody thought. Only the deacons, I heard their voice. I said, the Lord is good. The same thing. You know? So it is always good that we put our active participation in the Mass that we celebrate. So thank you once more for coming. You uplift my faith by being here and attending the Mass. God bless you all. The Lord be with you. And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Okay.